Hello and welcome to another episode of the Anime Guru Podcast. This is your host, Jefferson. With me as always is...
Andrew.
And today we're going to be talking about a movie from 1986, Arion, directed by Yasuhiko Yoshikazu.
Based on the manga, also by Yasuhiko Yoshikazu. I guess I should lead this one since I'm the one who has a boner for Yasuhiko.
Yeah.
This is a pretty interesting movie. It is based off his manga, and it's basically one of three well-known movies that Yasuhiko did. I think there's only stuff he directed. He did Birth, which is kind of a horrible Akira ripoff. He did Crusher Joe, which is a space bounty hunter story that a lot of people seem to be really into. A lot of people seem to dig it, but no one on this podcast likes Crusher Joe. In fact, I fell asleep twice watching Crusher Joe.
I think it's understandable that you would fall asleep twice watching Crusher Joe.
Yeah, I know you also hated that movie, but for my money's worth, Arion is definitely the best of those three movies that he directed.
Have you seen Birth?
I have seen it, and it's pretty bad. It's not good by any means. It was when I was like really on a Yasuhiko kick, because I just read Gundam the Origin. I was like, oh, okay, this guy's art is amazing. I wish he did the character designs for everything. And then I kind of realized, hey, it's probably better at character designs than he's directing. But as far as the stuff he's directed goes, this is probably the best. It is based off Greek mythology, basically. I don't really know how close it is to Greek mythology, because my school does not teach classics. But it's basically the story of this kid called Arion, who lives in ancient Greece, running around naked with his blind mother. And not to give too much away, but basically one day he's running around and he sees this really, really rapey-looking dude called Zeus.
No, that was Hades.
I mean Hades, sorry. That's what I meant to say. Hades, of course. He really does look like a serial rapist. And he is apparently the kid's uncle. And one night he basically says to Arion that, hey, he knows where this herb is, which can cure his mom's blindness. You know, come with me, kid. Come with me to get this herb, and don't tell your mom about it. So he's basically what happens is the creepy, rapey-looking man kidnaps him and sends him to the underworld. I guess, is that, like, meant to be, like, a message to kids?
It might be. I mean, we say don't go to the guy who has candy in his car, but it says rape on the side of his van.
Exactly. And, you know, clearly Hades likes little kids from this movie. Basically, he sends him to the underworld, where Arion is attacked by a huge ogre, but Arion is such a badass kid that he grabs a sword and basically makes the ogre his friend.
His bitch.
His bitch, exactly. Riding around on the ogre. And from there on, Hades, being kind of a dick, lies to the little kid and says that... Basically, didn't he say that his mom was made blind by Zeus?
Yeah, it's like his mom is cursed and that... Goddamn it, mom. Mom is cursed, and he has to go and stab Zeus in the face a couple of times.
Yeah, I gotta go to Olympus and fuck that guy's shit up. So, as any good story, you know, begins, he has to go and fuck somebody up. And that's basically the story. I mean, he goes out, and a lot of stuff happens. This movie gets very convoluted. Pretty much any Greek character you could think of seems to show up, whether it be Hercules or Prometheus or Apollo, and they all kind of show up very quickly with a lot of names being thrown out there. And I guess
they all look like Gundam characters.
They really, really do. I mean, I love Yasuhiko. I think his art is fantastic, but goddamn, the main character looks exactly like Arnold Seabrook from F91. Like, it's the same design. And, you know, Matilda San shows up as Athena, just slightly more curvy. Sirocco is basically Apollo. It's kind of insane. It really does look like Gundam, only set in ancient Greece. But I think the main draw of this isn't really the story. I mean, the story is interesting, with all the different characters that show up, and it's kind of interesting how insane it is. I mean, the narrative thrust of the story basically becomes that the main character wants to fuck his sister.
Yeah.
Which, usually in that situation, you're like, oh, Japan, but this time it's more like, oh, ancient Greece. You were so fucked up. But the art is just amazing. I mean, if you look at any of the shows which use his designs, they're kind of simple, but they're usually toned down a little bit. not like the, if you ever read his manga, the level of detail he puts into the environments and the people, you know, there's a lot more kind of emotive faces in his work, and there's a lot more kind of marks on her faces, and it's just, this looks like one of his manga animated, which is insane if you ever read any of his stuff, the amount of detail there. But it really does. It just, the amount of detail in this is insane. I really don't want to downplay that. And that is the main reason to watch this. It just, it is definitely one of those beautiful looking 80s anime when they kind of had the boom period in Japan.
There was like one serious discontinuity error at the beginning, or at least I felt as though it was it. Like, as the story unfolded, it felt more like a discontinuity error. Like, when you started figuring out the world, that threw me off. When Arion is being kidnapped by Hades, his mom is crying out to Zeus. It's like, Zeus! Zeus! Arion is being kidnapped. And, like, as the story unfolds, it's just like, wait, is Zeus his dad? Because, I mean, I wouldn't put it past Zeus, given how awesome and promiscuous he is around.
I mean, he does enjoy making yellow clouds to pee and impregnate girls, so.
He also turns into peacocks to
impregnate
some women. There's a great line in a friend, I wasn't reading it, but a friend of mine was reading The Metamorphosis, Ovid's Metamorphosis, and he's like, Jefferson, get over here, get over here, and it's like, okay, all right. It's like, read this. It's like, what's Zeus's wife's name? Hera?
I don't fucking, maybe.
Something, okay, is his wife. It's like, oh man, I hope she doesn't find out. It might be worth it. All them mortal women's. I'm like, the fuck? But anyways, Zeus's promiscuity aside, it really did confuse me, and it really did throw me off when he started going off about how this other guy was his dad, and then there were like several points where I'm like, ah, nah, this guy is your dad. But
figuring out the bloodlines in this movie is very difficult, because it does seem like everybody is related in some way, and it also seems like everybody is fucking. So it really takes a while to be like, who? That's his sister? They want to have sex? Okay, I guess.
Incest seems to be okay in this movie. Athena's all like, Apollo, do me. Now!
There is basically a scene where the guy's like, I want to have sex with my sister. Who wants to save her for me? And everybody's like, yeah, we'll save her. It's a pretty crazy movie, and they do have a habit of just throwing out a ton of names, and I almost feel like this is made for, like, Greek mythology otaku. Maybe that's like a thing in Japan. But I did manage to follow it, kind of. I kind of think, though, even if you're not that big into Greek mythology, you might like this if you're just really into fantasy. Because really isn't that many fantasy anime out there. Or there's really not many good ones, I guess. I mean, at the best for fantasy anime, you're probably going to get a pretty bad D&D campaign put into film. And at worst, you're just...
Wing.
Yeah, or at worst, you get something like Garzy's Wing, or something which is just like, big titty blonde elf girls. Yeah, awesome. I mean, there's Berserk and 12 Kingdoms, but there's really not a lot of good stuff. And this is a fantasy anime. I mean, you have your thief character, you have your big, strong barbarian character. It's basically, you know, if you like Cole the Conqueror, this is like that, but good. So definitely worth watching for that reason. It is also kind of insane. I mean, the climax of this movie is basically them making, like, an ancient version of the solar ray from Mobile Suit Gundam.
I was thinking about that. God damn it, that was fucking insane.
Prometheus
made this thunder cannon.
And Prometheus, for some reason, which is never explained, just as, like, a giant lion head.
Yeah. All right. Black Lion King! Black Lion!
I mean, the thing I kept feeling throughout this show was, this is kind of like if Gundam was about ancient Greece mythology. I mean, they're just so much like that. They basically have new type flashes at the end. Did you notice that?
Yes. I was like, is he going to meet Lala? Is he going to meet Lala? Nah, some white bitch.
That was less cool. Lala was hotter.
Yeah, but it would have been great if Lala was in this.
Like in Crusher Joe when that guy's just randomly wearing a Lala shirt.
Yes. I wouldn't put it past people to do that, but.
I kind of like this kind of fantasy because it's not like elves and dwarves, which I'm kind of done with or never really liked. It's more like, holy shit, it's like Poseidon's fish people and Hercules. I don't know, that's a little bit more exotic to me at this point. I'm not really a
Yeah.
big fantasy person.
One thing I thought was really cool is the sense that the gods were people and that they lived among people.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting too. It was almost more like they were political rulers than actually gods.
Yeah, I mean, they said straight up at the beginning, long ago, before men were separated from gods and this land, blah, blah,
Which is, by the
blah.
way, another reason why this is actually kind of hard to follow. There's no narration in this movie. They actually just have writing appearing on the screen to kind of narrate the movie. Which is sort of asking a lot from the viewer when you think about it. This is already a lot of stuff that you haven't heard of. And they expect you to follow it quite intently.
Yeah,
Not saying that's a bad thing, but
you mentioned that, like, you just said that the gods were almost like political rulers. That kind of made me think of Morrowind just right then. It's like, where have I seen this before?
I'm
Morrowind.
thinking of Zeta Gundam because they're called Titans, and Apollo is just like Sirocco.
Yes.
I don't know. This whole thing just made me think of Gundam. I guess anything Yasuhiko touches is going to do that.
Have some Gundam reference in there. Gotta
Basically,
make it work.
I guess I can't get all the ancient Greek references. So I did like that Hercules was suitably a dick in this rather than the Disney-fied version. But really, this is just worth watching because that animation is just insanely good and. It's also worth watching because it goes some pretty crazy places. Maybe there's not a lot to say about it, but I think it's a good movie. It's a little oddity, which was never brought over here, which I think is sad. I don't get why that is. It could be because there's a lot of random nudity in this movie.
I could buy that, 'cause it's just like you have all these titties everywhere, and you have
It's, I
a.
think it's less the titties and more the huge amount of dick in this movie.
There wasn't that much dick in this
I don't
movie.
know. It seemed like it was a lot in like the first 10 minutes.
It was just like that one scene of him, and he's sleeping in his birthday suit, and then he gets up and starts eavesdropping. It's like, ah, we're not gonna zoom away from the dick.
No reason to, because this is classy. It's like ancient Greece, I don't know, paintings and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, when stuff like even Crusher Joe got brought over, I think this is a hell of a lot better than Crusher Joe. I think Birth got brought over to the US. This is way better than Birth.
I mean, if you start putting everything in comparison to Crusher Joe,
But it's made by the same person.
a
It's like
lot of it.
same
True.
it's the same like production team.
True.
So
True.
I maybe it was just like nobody but Birth. And they're like, ah, we probably shouldn't touch this. Which is disappointing because I think this is good.
It might have been something like, we're gonna charge you this much for this movie, and
Yeah, I can see that because clearly this is a high budget movie.
2 hours.
It's 2 hours and the budget never falters. There's never a moment where it stops looking beautiful. The whole thing, again, looks like Yasuhiko manga animated. And I don't think anything using his character designs has ever really lived up to them in the way that this has. Especially just some of those huge battles. There's really a lot of scope to the battles in this, which I really enjoyed. A lot of the time, for instance, like Vampire Hunter D, which looks quite similar to this. The battles in that are like 5 seconds each. But this actually did have some really big, grand fantasy battles.
Yeah, and one thing I kind of liked, I for some reason feel as though I'm not sure if we mentioned it in this, but we might have mentioned it a bit somewhere else, is that essentially we have this idea, like I was thinking about this through the entire movie, that we're supposed to be on the side of Zeus. And most of the time, we portray Zeus as a good guy, even in contemporary Japanese anime, looking back to Shin Mazinger. And in this movie, Zeus is a madman, and he looks
Zeus is,
crazy.
he's a puppet head.
A puppet.
Yeah, he's kind of nothing. It turns out that Gaia is controlling the seams while he whimpers and she calls him a child. Which, yeah, that was interesting. It was actually a really interesting world they created where the Titans are more like a race than they were a mythological entity, and there was this system of the gods where they were all kind of constantly warring, and they were also basically immortal. I mean, spoilers, Poseidon dies in this movie, and you're not used to that when it comes to gods. It's almost more like they're a race rather than kind of, don't know what you'd call it, like a deity. I mean, towards the end of the movie, again, they find out that the reason they had all those god myths was because they had a solar ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. Being a 2-hour movie, there were times where it did almost feel like a compilation movie to me, just the way it was edited. It was clearly kind of put together so they get through things quite fast. And because of that, they maybe didn't flesh it out quite as well as they could have. And I'd be interested in reading the manga to see if they go into that stuff in more detail. Because again, there are points in this movie where it is really easy to get lost.
Yeah.
Just with the amount of names they throw out there. And it's again, it's like, who is your father again? Who are you trying to kill? Why are you seeing this weird inbred hermit guy?
Yeah, so much crazy shit is in this movie, and
Yeah, almost that to the extent that it's difficult to explain the crazy shit that is happening.
you just kind of have to experience it.
You really do. Yeah, I don't even know where I would begin with the weird crazy shit, other than saying the solar ray from Mobile Suit Gundam appears.
Yeah,
It seems
gonna
like that
get
should give
this.
people a good, what to anticipate from this movie.
I think it's interesting that you mentioned that it was kind of like we keep talking about like how these gods are human-like, and I keep trying to like formulate this concept. And I keep trying to verbalize it, but it's not really coming out right. I like that the gods seemed more like a race, but there was also this sense of like they really are these sort of like higher beings, and like if we eliminated them, we could do this. But there's also this magical element to it. It's like, where's the magic gonna begin? Who has magic? Apollo seemed very magical, like a new type, and you had all these demons, and you had all these like crazy monsters everywhere. It's like, okay, all right, I'm
Yeah,
down.
I was gonna say, it's almost like it doesn't exactly know where the magic begins and where the magic ends.
Which I think is probably a good thing.
It's a good thing, but I want to read the manga to know if they explain that more, because again, like I was almost beginning to wonder at some points, like are they gonna pull some weird shit where like the Titans are actually aliens or something? I wasn't sure because they had these abilities, but some of them seemed like mortals. I would have liked a magic system which was maybe a little bit more fleshed out. But also, I guess Greek mythology by its very nature is a little bit more nebulous than that.
And I think the reason why it probably works well like that is just that, like, when we think of people who believed in magic or had concepts of magic, they didn't live solely by magic. And we have like proof of people living right now who do believe in magic, but like the way they live their lives is they essentially like they might have incantations, but they focus more on like the scientific method of like making things and constructing things and working with things. It's like magic is like their last resort, and that seemed to be very much like how this movie was geared towards. It's like they have a concept of magic, but they don't want to like be magical or use magic all that much. But like, I don't know. I think the magical characters in this felt almost out of place at points,
You
but
know, was there anything magical about Poseidon other than having those weird fish people who didn't really do anything?
not
He just
really.
seemed rude of a sword. And he got straight up killed. I mean, also Hades. I know he had like a bunch of crazy shit happening around him, like was surrounded by like whores and Cerberus and shit like that. But he seemed like immortal too. And Zeus was just a weird whimpering guy. So maybe like Gaia was the only magical being, and the Titans were just like descended from magic.
Well, Apollo seemed pretty magical.
He just seemed like a new type, man. That's all he was.
True, true.
He spent some time in space, and he was all new type mind-melding people. And
probably. Probably in the Greek colonies in space.
Yeah, exactly. On the moon. Well, Matilda San tried to rape him.
Probably. It's like, sex, now, brother. Why won't you look at me?
Apollo was Athena's brother?
Yes.
I totally missed out on that.
They said, yeah, she called him brother.
Well, the thing is, they were calling people, like, they called that girl grandma, but she was clearly not their grandma. And, like, the thief character kept calling Arion brother. So I wasn't really sure when people said that, if they were actually being serious.
I'm pretty confident Apollo is a son of Zeus.
Okay.
Looking this shit up.
I just passed by, I guess. When I've read Apollo's song, I should know this shit. But all I learned from that is that love is meaningless.
He was a child of Zeus, just as Athena was.
I need to learn classics so I can make sense out of Arion, rather than just going, ooh, pretty pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we done talking about this movie, which is too crazy to actually put into words?
Yes, I think we've reached a pretty good stopping point in terms of Arion.
Do you want to give your final thoughts on Arion?
It's a crazy-ass movie that I felt as though at points was not as well put together as I wished it would be. The pacing felt a bit off. The dialogue was crazy. It expected a lot from the viewers, and
really did, yeah.
I'm not sure how well I could suggest this movie. I think if you're looking for some 80s anime and you're like us at the Anime Guru podcast, it's kind of worth your time. But if you're just looking to just enjoy something, maybe this would be for you, but
okay. I actually
feel as though I have so many caveats to say, but I don't know how to verbalize my caveats for this.
I guess you did see Crusher Joe's, so well. I think that Yasuhiko is a really good mangaka and a fantastic character designer whose stuff really doesn't get given the love it probably should be sometimes. I mean, you don't see the right budget for stuff. And I think if you want to see what really does look like one of his manga really put into animation, you need to check out Arion. So basically, the obvious, if you like Yasuhiko like I do, you should check this out. But also, if you're looking for a good fantasy anime, of which there are very few, this is really worth watching, I think. If you like fantasy, I think this is something you could really get into. Again, it's got the fantasy tropes, but in a much kind of more exotic way, I think, with the Greek mythology. It's interesting, and I think off those three movies that Yasuhiko directed, this is, in my opinion, definitely one which holds up the best. I would definitely recommend people check it out. And there's a lot less rape than I was expecting.
A lot less rape.
Zeus never even peed on anybody.
Yep.
Which is always good.
But I mean, we didn't get to see Zeus being awesome.
Nah, he just kind of cowered in fear. I really like Poseidon was the awesome guy.
True.
So we're basically like, what if Poseidon was Rambo Rowell?
Kind of. He did kind of look like Rambo Rowell.
Kind of, and he was all like, you know, don't, you gotta use strong words, you gotta be a man, just like Rambo Rowell.
Okay.
Speaking of Rambo Rowell, do you want to talk about the trailer for Gundam Unicorn?
Yeah, it just came out today, October 1st.
You told me that you squeed when you watched that trailer, didn't you?
Yes. First time ever in my life.
Squeed. I've actually done that many a time. I will be honest, I often squee at trailers. Wait, which part made you squee, though?
The part with Shamblou.
The Shamblou, yeah.
Just that whole part. I'm like, oh my god, they're going to put that in there? It looks like
that is one. Yeah, I love it. And also, it's not CG, which is really good.
Yes.
I was really expecting them to go all CG on that. But I just think the animation in this episode looks kind of insane. I mean, the amount of shading that they clearly have in the Earth environments, man, those are some sexy looking mobile suits.
Oh yeah. I
And
didn't think I
also,
could like the Delta Plus, but I think I'm beginning to come around to the Delta
I don't know,
Plus.
that was kind of cool when like the camera like panned around the Shamblo and Delta Plus sort of flew past the unicorn and it sort of reached up and grabbed it. That was pretty cool. My one worry, well, not really a worry, but one of the things, I don't know if this is spoilers or not, but in the novels, like the character of Lonnie was like a jihadist or something. And like the people piloting the Shamblo were basically like Islamic fundamentalists who were just being supported by Zeon. But it seems like in this version they're just Zeon remnants, which seems a little bit less interesting to me.
Well, I think maybe when you put it that way, it kind of makes more sense. Because when I think of people who practice jihad, I think of them more like I think of them more like people on the periphery who have been traumatized and destroyed
Well, the original in the
by.
original novels, as I've been spoiled, is basically that there was this thing called the Garvey Corporation, and it was, and like these characters aren't like there was this character called Matty Garvey, who was actually dead in the anime, but was alive in the novels, and he was head of the Garvey Corporation, and he called himself a child of Dubai, and he felt that the rich white man's culture had taken his culture and had also like killed his wife, and basically he like. Kind of raised his children in fundamentalism, which seems, I mean, I guess I can see maybe why they got rid of that, just because, I mean, that might be kind of tasteless if they're kind of like trying to pitch it to an international audience.
I mean, a lot of people did get in an uproar over JoJo's Bizarre Adventure for
Yeah.
that, for the scene with the Quran. But
I don't think anybody complained about Gundam 00, but I don't think that was quite as on the nose as an Islamic fundamentalist attacking the capital of the Earth Federation. But I'm okay with them getting rid of it, but I don't know, I just thought that was, because one of the main complaints here about Gundam Unicorns, it's just Zeon again, even though I think that's do a pretty good job of exploring Zeon in Gundam Unicorn, but I felt like if they'd actually gone with that plot line, that would have kind of died down those complaints. But people will complain about anything, so.
true. And I think we've reached a pretty good stopping point.
Okay, I also want to say that thank God that the ending theme for the next episode is nowhere near as abhorrent as that Chemistry song.
Ah.
Chemistry is a fucking awful band.
Okay. And this has been another episode of the Anime Guru Podcast. This is Jefferson signing off.
Goodbye, guys.